When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
It's not where you start, it's where you finish. It's not how you go, it's how you land. 100-to-1 shot, they call him a klutz. Can outrun the favorite, all he needs is the guts. Your final return will not diminish, and you can be the cream of the crop. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. If you start at the top, you're certain to drop. You got to watch your timing. Better begin by climbing up, up, up the ladder. If you're going to last, you can make it fast, man. Nobody starts a winner. Give me a slow beginner. Easy does it. Conserve your fine endurance. Easy does it. For that's your life insurance. While you are young, take it wrong after wrong after wrong after wrong after wrong. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. It's not how you go, it's how you land. 100-to-1 shot, they call him a klutz. Can outrun the favorite, all he needs is the guts. Your final return will not diminish, and you can be the cream of the crop. It's not where you start, it's where you finish, and you're gonna finish on top. Your final return will not diminish, and you can be the cream of the crop. It's not where you start, it's where you finish, and you're gonna finish on top. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. It's not where you start, it's where you finish, and you're gonna finish on top.
Well, has there ever been a performer in Broadway history who had a better start and a socko finish? And she ain't finished yet, by the way. Anyone better than Barbara Cook? Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and I thought we would take a look at her astonishing range of work. It seems to be a good season to do that because she brings so much joy to everyone she meets, as the song says. So we're going to look at Barbara Cook's career today. Let's go back to the start. Barbara Cook was from Atlanta, Georgia, and the story seems to go that her mother brought her to New York in 1948 when she was still a teenager and took her to see Oklahoma. And Barbara Cook said, "Mom, that's great, but as far as for the ticket back to Atlanta, you can take it. I'm staying here in New York." And indeed she did, and built one of the great careers in Broadway's golden age, probably Broadway's favorite ingenue, although as she revealed her performance powers as the years went on to be so much more than that and to encompass an era. Well, she made her Broadway debut in a 1951 show with music by Sammy Fain and lyrics by Yip Harburg called Flahooly, sort of a strange show about a doll and a Senate investigation and one of those shows from the 1950s. But here is a lovely duet that she does from Flahooly called Here's to Your Illusions.
The man of my dreams looks in my eyes. Does he ever see eyes? No, he sees Venus or Mars. He lives in a castle of solid clothes. His streets are paved with silk. He acts like a man full of pink champagne when it's only homogenized milk.
I may not be a dream come true, but I'm hers, and she's mine, and she's stuck, and what can she do?
Here's to all your dreams, here's to your illusions. May they always lead you into my arms. Here's to all your hopes and those sweet confusions.
Beating my brains out being ambitious. I've got everything I want right now. Look at that nose. Cuter than 1,000 shares of AT&T.
Here's to that trick of romance that beguiles with a smile or a glance. As long as you're in this trance, I stand a chance with you. So love is blind. Here's to your illusions.
Stay enchanted, please.
Put my heart at ease for all the years to come. For all the years to
Barbara Cook and Jerome Cortland from her Broadway debut in Flahouli. Well, she rocketed forward in the 50s. She did some Rodgers and Hammerstein revivals, which we'll get to. She did a musical called Plain and Fancy, and then she landed front and center in Leonard Bernstein's 1956 adaptation of Candide, where she sang the amazing Glitter and Be Gay. We won't hear that song today. We'll hear a duet instead with Robert Rounsonville called Oh Happy We.
Soon, when we feel we can afford it, we'll build a modest little farm.
We'll buy a yacht and live aboard it, rolling in luxury and stylish charm.
Cows and chickens,
social worlds,
peas and cabbage,
ropes of pearls.
There'll be little ones beside us. We'll have a sweet Westphalian home.
Somehow we'll grow as rich as Midas. We'll live in Paris when we're not in Rome.
Smiling baby,
marble halls,
Sunday picnic,
costume balls. Oh, what my rooms of silk and satin be chic. I'll have all that I desire.
Endless will tutor us in Latin and Greek while we sit before the fire.
Glowing rubies,
glowing logs,
faithful servants,
faithful dogs.
We'll round the world enjoying high life.
growing old.
Breast of peacock.
Apple pie.
I love marriage.
So do I.
Happy pair, oh happy we, it's very rare, how we agree. Oh happy pair, oh happy we, it's very rare, how we agree. Oh happy pair, oh happy we, it's very rare, how we agree.
Today on Broadway to Main Street, we are taking a look at the illustrious, gilded career of Barbara Cook. Barbara Cook had a particular propensity, I think, for the music of Richard Rodgers. She played a lot of Rodgers' roles early in her career, Ado Annie in a revival, Carrie Pipperidge in a revival, Julie Jordan in a revival, Mrs. Anne and the King and I in a revival. It's a shame she never played Maria in Sound of Music. I think she would have been terrific in that role. She said when she, in her early career, she auditioned for Mr. Rogers, as many beautiful ingenues did, in his office, and she had to sort of run around the desk a couple times and as he was chasing her. But thankfully, she was not only a great singer, but a fast runner. Here are two songs, one from a solo album she made early in her career, singing Rogers and Hart, and then later on in a Carnegie Hall debut in 1975, which we'll get to, where she sings probably her best cast Rogers heroine, Carrie Pipperidge from Carousel. But first a song from Rogers and Hart.
I don't know what day it is, or if it's dark or fair. Somehow that's just the way it is, and I don't really care. I go to this or that place, I seem alive and well. My head is just a hat place, my breast an empty shell. Stone out
upstanding man is he. He comes home every night in his round-bottomed boat with a net full of herring from the sea. An almost perfect beau, as refined as a girl could wish. But he spends so much time in his round-bottomed boat that he can't seem to lose the smell of fish. The first time he kissed me, the whiff of his clothes knocked me flat on the floor of the room. But now that I love him, my heart's in my nose, and fish is my favorite perfume. Last night he spoke quite low, and a fair-spoken man is he. And he said, Miss Pipperidge, I'd like it fine if I could be wed with a wife. And indeed, Miss Pipperidge, if you'll be mine, I'll be yours for the rest of my life. Next moment we were promised, and now my mind's in a maze, for all it can do is look forward to that wonderful day of days. When I marry Mr. the hum of bees, the birds will make a racket in the churchyard trees. When I marry Mr. Snow, then it's off to home we'll go, and both of us will look a little dreamy-eyed, a driving to a cottage by the ocean side, where the well, Mr. Snow, here I am. Then I'll kiss him so he'll know that everything'll be as right as right can be. A living in a cottage by the sea with me.
Rapturous applause you hear for Barbara Cook's rendition of When I Marry Mr. Snow from Carousel is from 1975, debut at Carnegie Hall. We're getting a little out of chronology here, but it's worth pointing out that after a decade and a half as Broadway's favorite ingenue, Barbara Cook kind of vanished from the scene, but had a triumphant return and reinvented herself as a concert and cabaret performer. I would say almost inarguably the finest of the last 20, 30 years. And she's still doing it, and she's still performing and giving master classes. So we'll go back and forth a little bit and hear songs from her career. In the 60s, she did two versions of Showboat, one on stage and one for the recording studio, where she demonstrated with the character of Magnolia an incomparable grasp of Jerome Kern's music and, of course, Oscar Hammerstein's lyrics. So from a later concert appearance, let's hear a little medley of Kern and Hammerstein, not from Showboat, but from Sweet Adeline and Very Warm for May.
I was created for one man alone. He wasn't easy to find. Now that I found him, I wonder just how I could have lived right up to now. Now I am something complete and boy, I am something to make my heart beat the faster. What did I long for? I never really knew. Finding your love, I found my adventure. Touching your hand, my heart beats the faster. In all this world is you. The promised kiss of springtime that makes the long
was, of course, the gilded, heart-wrenching voice of Barbara Cook, who we are celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street. As I mentioned earlier, Barbara Cook was the go-to ingenue in the 1950s and early 60s on Broadway. She had a huge success in The Music Man in 1957 as Marion the Librarian, winning a 1957 Best Supporting Actress Tony. We'll hear more from that later. She played another lovelorn damsel in an interesting musical called The Gay Life in 1961, we'll hear from. But for many, her quintessential performance was as the lovelorn shop girl Amalia Balish in Bakkenharnick's tremendous She Loves Me in 1963. I think there are few songs as heartbreaking with its mixture of hope, yearning, and possible disappointment than a song that Amalia sings before her first blind date with her unknown pen pal. So here's Barbara Cook from She Loves Me.
Will he like me when we meet? Will the shy and quiet girl he's going to see be the girl that he's imagined me to be? Will he like me? Will he like the girl he sees? If he doesn't, will he know enough to know that there's more to me than I may always show. Could meet another day. It's absurd for me to worry so this way. Not to go. It's insanity for me to worry so.
If you are like me, a devotee of the great art of Broadway performance, you've just got to like Barbara Cook. You've got to love her, in fact, as many, many, many Broadway fans have over the years. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today it's really a privilege to spend some time in the varied and beautiful and heartwarming career of Barbara Cook. As I mentioned earlier, she had a career as an ingenue, and perhaps the most complex one was a sort of ardent bride-to-be in a musical called The Gay Life, which has nothing to do with its more contemporary application. It was based on a Schnitzler play called Anatole, series of short plays, actually, and her love interest was an Italian named Walter Chiari, who played Anatole. So we'll hear two songs from that, the first a duet and the second a solo she has, in which she applies herself to the idea that although she may be a young girl and a virginal one at that, she might offer this roué something rather special. Here are two songs from a wonderful score by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz, The Gay Life.
Who can have bracelets of gold? You can have bracelets and ringlets and anklets of gold. Who'll dance like twinkling of stars? you there's like twinkling, twinkling of tinkling guitars. You can do a lot of wondrous things if you try. You can add a pair of angel wings to make you fly. Who can wear velvet of blue? You can wear velvet or anything you dream of the whole day through. Daydreams can come true.
Bracelets and ringlets and anklets of gold. Who'll dance like twinkling of stars? I'll dance like twinkling to a plinkling of tinkling guitars. I can do a lot of wondrous things if I try. I can have a pair of angel wings to make me fly. Who can? Or anything I dream of the whole day through. Daydreams can come true.
That's all well and good, you may say, if you had a full orchestra swelling to put your song across. But here's how Barbara Cook sounds, completely unaccompanied, in a lovely song that's very fitting, of course, for our holiday season.
I wonder as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die, to save lowly people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under the sky, when Mary birthed Jesus, 'twas in a cow stall, with wise men and farmers and shepherds and all. But high from God's heaven a star's light did fall, and the promise of ages it then did recall. I wonder as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die, to save lowly people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under the sky.
Barbara Cook returned to the stage in 1975 as a cabaret singer and a concert singer after about a decade's absence from Broadway. And it really wasn't until the 1980s that she got to show again her tremendous dramatic potential. And this was in the concert revival of Follies, where she was the perfect person to embody the wistfulness of an earlier age. And of course, if you knew Barbara Cook in the 50s and 60s, it was so touching to see her play this character who was sort of at the end of her rope in middle age. So here she is in this incredibly well-acted and well-sung duet with George Hearn from the 1985 Concert of Follies.
Too many mornings, waking and pretending I reach for you. Thousands of mornings, dreaming of my girl. All that time wasted, merely passing through. Time I could have spent so content, wasting time with you. Too many mornings, wishing that the room might be filled with you. Morning to morning, turning into days. All the days that I thought would never end. All the nights with another day to spend. Standing at the door, Sally moving to the bed, Sally resting in my arms, with her head against my head.
If you don't kiss me, man, I think I'm gonna die.
Thank you.
where tonight and when should I get here? How should I find you? Where I'd stand, what I'd say in case you didn't remember how I'd remind you.
Always real.
I should have worn green.
And I've always loved you
I
this much.
I wore green the last time.
We could always be.
The time I was
this
What a successful moment for Barbara Cook in that revival Concert of Follies. Well, Barbara Cook is as indomitable as her characters. She was a Kennedy Center recipient last year, well-deserved, and has a new album out called Lover Man. So someone in their 80s still churning out great albums. So here's a cut from that recent release by Barbara Cook.
Our hearts are made of it, let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other. To be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. But we might have been meant for each other. To be or not to be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Now is the time for our fling to be flung. Three little words and our song will be sung. Let's fall in love.
Who wouldn't fall in love with Barbara Cook, whose career we're celebrating today? She once said, "Very early in my career, I was standing in the wings waiting to audition, and I thought everybody who sang before me had a better voice, looked prettier, had a better figure. I was always a mess. For some reason, it occurred to me that if I could find a way to really learn who I am and put that into my work, then there would be no real competition, because there's only one of me." And that's what Broadway audiences and concert audiences and Metropolitan Opera audiences have discovered over the last few decades. In the 1950s, no one could match the buoyancy of Barbara Cook's innocence. Now no one can match the poignancy of her experience. So we'll close out with a number from a Candor and Ebb show called Happy Time that she sang in concert, and then we'll segue back to one of the most magical moments in Broadway, courtesy of the everlastingly wonderful Barbara Cook.
Was it really all that sweet in that house and along that street? Memory clouds in a thousand ways, walking among my yesterdays. Did it happen? Was it real? Eyes can see what the heart can feel. Visions vanish beneath the gaze, walking among my yesterdays. Hold, hold, hold. Wait for me. Light the picture. Let me see. Is plain, then it disappears. One more trick that the camera plays, walking among my yesterdays.
Tell me now, I was part of the golden age of musical comedy. Hell, I didn't know I was in a golden age. I was just walking around, putting one foot in front of the other one. Half the time I was wondering where my next job was going to come from. Now they tell me I was in a golden age. You suppose we're in one now? Well, we could be. I didn't know I was in one. See, it's something like this. Every now and then I get out some old photographs. I'm looking at myself when I was 20, 25, 30. And I remember at the time when those photographs were taken, I was thinking, oh, my skin is this, my hair is that, my ass is this, my thighs are that. I look great. I just wasn't there for it. So you see, I figure by the time I'm 102, this is going to look just wonderful. I think what we have to do, you see, is enjoy every day just as much as we can. Because 30 years from now, you could wake up, they tell you you're in a golden age, you feel like a fool if you didn't enjoy it.
There were bells on the hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.